The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tmura Daf Yud Beis. We'll get off topic, off the inyanim of Tmura. The Mishnah by us discusses different inyanim, so we'll just take one of them as a little bit more karav al halev, a little more karav al halacha l'maisim, and that's the inyan that's discussed, Mayim Sheuvim, Pasels of Mikvah l'fi Hashir. The Gemara discusses exactly how to make what's called hamshocha, and in order, mayim she'uvim is water that was not natural rainwater in a mikveh, but it was water that was put into a kli pashtus. It was brought into the mikveh. How one could kasher that water the lefi the shir? It's brought in the other halachos and mishnayos in the mishnayos beos. The pashtus is from the tzura of the way it's brought the din of the Gemara. And the way it's brought in the Mishnah is that din of Mayim Shuvim is Dirabonim. Is Mayim Shuvim Dirabonim? Can one theoretically have a mikveh, we'll call the mikveh the way the Torah describes in Parashat Shemini, a bor, and the Torah calls it a bor, and it's called a mikveh. The bor refers to the hole in the ground. That means, as opposed to a kli, as opposed to a big cement container, or a big dumpster filled with water, or a big pot filled with water, you have a natural something in the ground. I mean, you could line it with cement if you want, but it's in the ground. It's not a kli b'fnei atzmoi. It's mechubal karka. That's the bor. And then the mayim that's in it. Mayim shuvim means that water was not put in naturally. Could one have water piped into a mikveh, into a bor, and the water will be kosher mideraisa? The mashmos of the Gemara Bava Basra Samach Vog is that yes, the Gemara clearly says Shiny Shuvim Derabon. There's definitely one level at least of Shuvim, of the Psul Shuvim, which is Derabon. What is the Psul Shuvim? Halach Lamaisa is that one has to have 40 saw of natural rainwater. That's the way we fill a mikveh. Thereafter, one can fill as much water as he wants. If from the first, before the mikveh is filled with 40 saw, which is the minimal share for a mikveh, there's shloisha lugim, which is a minimal share of she'uvim, the mikveh is pasul. It's clear that there's one level of that halacha, which is dirabonon. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra that we just said. On the other hand, the Teres Kainim learns out of a pasuk, ma mayon, the pasuk mentions in Pasha Shmini, mayon and mikveh together, and ma mayon v'dei shemayim, af mikveh v'dei shemayim. It seems that the mikveh has to be filled naturally. It seems that the psul shuvim is deraisa. So there are various shittas in the Rishonim. Four or five shittas actually. The Rashbam over there in Bava Basra says that it's totally in roiv. Roiv of the water that's in the mikveh has to be from natural, has to be in that bor naturally. If a miut is shuvim midereis, it's kosher. Midrabban, like we said, is a shir of shloisha. You need 40 saw of natural water. And if there's shloisha shuvim, shloisha lugin of mayim shuvim in the mikveh before the 40 gets filled up, then the mikveh is possible. That's halacha lemaisa. All that is derabban. Midereis roiv. And we'll be in a few minutes on why that's a chiddush. L'chay roiv, you always go basa roiv. Not so partial. The sheet of the re, of the Balei Tosfos, is that even by Kulon Shuvim, this is known as the Shitas Hari, that Kulon Shuvim is kosher min HaTorah. How does he get around the whole problem of how he gets around the Torah? Kind of, but that is the Shita of the Ri. The Shita of Rashi seems to be that the Psul min HaTorah is only in Kelim Mamish. That means if the water is drawn, even if it's not naturally put into the mikveh, that's okay. What's possible in HaTorah is only if you mamish fill up in a kli that's makabel tuma, so that's already not called that's a mikveh mayim. That's the drosha of the Torah's kohenim midereis is only coming lafuke. If you mamish filled up a kli and you took a pitcher and you poured it into the mikveh. The shita of Rabbeinu Tam is also a chiddush. He says that the first three lugin, the share of the Rabbanon, the gimel lugin is not arbitrary. That's a minimal amount of water that's considered as filling up an area. The first three lugin is kevin. That means if the first three lugin is mayim she'uvim, then thereafter the mikveh is mayim she'uvim. That'll be min haTorah. That means the first bit of water that you put in is kaveh the nature of the water that's filling up the mikveh. There's a limit to how much water you need. If the water is kavua, then it's by nature, it's natural water, then after that, if you put in shuvim, it's not a problem. If you put in shuvim, and it's kaveh, the shame of the mikveh, as mayim shuvim, it's posel, minatayr. That's the drosh of the Torah's kainim. On the other hand, how much water you need, that's only midrabanan. That's the gemara bava basu. So those are the four basic shittas. We'll discuss a shittas haravid soon. Let's be having on one nekuda that's l'chayra similar to all the shittas. L'fidari, it seems to be also the opinion of the Rambam, as far as many in the Mefarshim are concerned, the ikur of the gzeira, what was the gzeira? If she'uvim is kosher min ha'tayra, so what's the problem? Why were they gozer? According to the other shittas, there are variations of which she'uvim are possible with the raisa. So you could say chazal were marchiv saglum, the gzera is always taking it in the raisa, taking a hakpodim in the raisa and strengthening it and enlarging it to include more cases. There were more machmir. But why would chazal dream up that she'uvim should be possible? So according to the Ri and the Rambam, the Mefarshim explain, why were they guys on she'uvim? Obviously, the point has to be, what's the nature of she'uvim? She'uvim, the pshat is that the water is like it's not water. Kilu, like if somebody would tell you that you need water in a mikveh, you need to be tovel in water, you can't be tovel in wine, you can't be tovel in grape juice. So somebody will come along, and somebody will say that grape juice is not water. Mikveh mayim. The Torah says mayim, material that's used for tvila is water, not wine. That's pretty straightforward. Maybe we'll say that she'uvim is also. She'uvim is, it's a different type of thing. Yes, it's H2O. Chemically, it looks the same. Smells the same. It tastes the same. But it's something else. And halachically, it's something else. It's not water. It's not natural water. The Ri and the Rambam seem to indicate not that way. The problem with she'uvim is not that the water is different water. The problem is how to look at the boil. Like we said, we were magdim. The Torah calls a mikveh. A mikveh is a kivui mayim, a gathering of water in a place in the ground. What do we mean in a place in the ground? The basic structure of Meseches Mikvois is that a mikveh has to be, the water has to be gathered together. What happens if you have a flowing, body of water just running down the street? And a person lies down flat, there's a puddle going, not a puddle, but there's a stream of water just going down the street. And a person lies down flat, there's 40 saw of water covering him, encompassing him. Is he in a mikveh? And it's rainwater. No. Because the water has to be one body of water. What defines one body of water? The psul mederaisa, which is the biggest kpeda in building a kosher mikveh, is that the body of water, it has to be gathered in one place, where nothing escapes. The water is not flowing from place to place. There's another thing called a mayon. A mayon is a different mitaher. The Torah defines mikveh. The Torah defines mayon. Mayon means water flowing from a natural source. But where water is not flowing, even let's say a river, it's not clear that every river is kosher. The Gemara has a whole discussion about being tovel in oceans. Is that called that the water is flowing out of a natural source? Many rivers are. Most rivers are coming eventually from some natural source. That's where most rivers start. They come from springs that are underground, and eventually they flow into the ocean. But the water that's flowing has to be a mayon. A mikveh means a body of water that's gathered in one place. The ground has to be crack-free, and that's why the mikveh has to be constantly checked for cracks, because if there's any flow of water outward, then that place is not... is not a body of water that's standing still in one place. It's not a mikveh mayim. It's just water. And the water is going from place to place. That soul is called zeichlin. It would seem that the Ri and the Rambam understand that the same way you wouldn't be able to be toivel on a body of water if it's not, loyal to that definition of being a mikveh mayim. It's not gathered in one place. It's just water flowing. That would be a problem. Shuvim the pshat is that since the water was not in that place, naturally, was brought from thing to thing, then we still look at that water as flowing from place to place, because it's man put into that body of water. If there's a pit, there's a hole in the ground, and it's seal-free, it's crack-free, so then the water that's there belongs there, the water is gathered there. But if you spilled with a pail water from place to place, the water doesn't belong there. That water is water that's sort of flowing, even though right now it's standing still, but it's not really its natural place. That water came from place to place. So the same way we wouldn't allow you to be toivel in water that's flowing, water that was spilled, is similar in that way to what's not a mikveh at all. That seems to be what the Ri and the Rambam understand as the basic definition of what Chazal were goyzer. Not they were goyzer she'uvim, stam. They were goyzer she'uvim as a further, deeper, and more sophisticated way of understanding the definition of what a mikveh is. That's the Ri and the Rambam. Let's take this a step further. We said that the shita of the Rashbam is that she'uvim is totally in roiv. As a basic principle, even though roiv works b'chol ha'terek kula, roiv does not create a reality where there is no reality. For instance, if somebody ate roiv of a kezayis of matzah, rubei kekula, that means he ate kezayis. No, he ate 60% of a kezayis of matzah, the other 40 is not here. When do we say roiv? When we have a whole body of something, let's say we have a wall in front of us. Roiv of the wall is closed up, and there are places where there's openings in the wall. So then we could say that that's called an enclosed area because most of that whole area is enclosed. Let's say there's a wall. Would you say a wall 20 feet long? Would you say that 19 feet past that wall is enclosed? No. Whatever's part of the wall is part of the wall. Opening in the wall is part of the wall. You shecht the simen of an animal. You shecht roiv the simen. So the whole simen is called geshochtim because it's all part of one thing. Why would you say that if there's roiv of water, let's say you have 21 so of water and 19 so of grape juice. Is that called 40 so of water? That you don't have water. You have 21 so of water. Why is roiv good by shuvim? The teretz is, because again, shuvim does not mean that this is kosher water for a mikveh and this is non-kosher water for a mikveh. The pshat is that we look at the whole body of water and we define, is this body of water naturally shayich to this place in the ground? Is it naturally a mikveh mayim? Or is it water that's brought in not naturally, artificially from place to place? It's water that doesn't belong here. It's not a body of water still in one place. The pshat in shuvim, the definition of shuvim, according to the Rashbam, is muchrak, the way we just explained according to the Ri, in its deeper understanding. Except that he holds that roiv of the water will define whether that water is here naturally and it belongs, it's part of the kivui mayim, it's part of the bor mole mayim, or it's not, it's water that's coming from place to place. That's what shuvim means. According to Rabbeinu Tam as well. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the first bit of water in that place, in that bor, in that pit, defines what is the water that's in this place. Put in the first three lugin, that's a minimal amount of water. Is this a pit with water, or this is a pit that water is flowing through? If it was brought here, if it's she'uvim, the water is flowing through. It doesn't belong here. It's not naturally here. If it's not naturally here, the water is passing through. It's not a mikveh mayim. That first bit of water is just a different knach on understanding the same definition. But the idea of what she'uvim is all the same. The last shita, which we didn't say before, is the shita of the Ravid. The Ravid holds that the way to reconcile the two mamori chazal, or whether shuvim is derabanan and deraisa, he holds like this. He says, if the water was poured by pail artificially into the mikveh, that's shuvim and deraisa, that's possible. If it was poured onto the ground, and then, it was brought near the mikveh with a pail, you poured the water on the floor near the mikveh, and then it flowed into the mikveh, that's kashrim and deraisa. It's possible with derabanan. Chazal were marchiv, that not only when you put the water in, even when you put the water on the side, and then it flows, and it's also possible. That you can understand. Al derech zeh. The pshat is if it goes into that place, into that body, into that mikveh, into that kivui mayim, into that pit, into that place in the ground naturally, then it's there. It's only if it was put in there artificially that it doesn't belong there. Then it's just flowing through. It's the same idea as everything we just said in the other Rishonim. We'll finish off with one famous kasha. It's on a deeper level going into the Yonim, but it's negated to what's discussed in the Gemara about combining different bodies of water. There's a basic concept in mikvahs called hashoka. Hashoka means having a mikvah and creating a transfer of water where the water is touching, the mikvah is touching another body of water which is Shu'uvim, and the Shu'uvim being connected to the water that's in the mikveh, like we said, if you have a mikveh of Mem Sod, thereafter you can add as much water as you want, which is the way our mikvahs work. The way it works is there's a bar with the mikveh water, and then they fill up the water that we're toivel in. The fact that Shu'uvim is not a problem, because it's in a body of water that's connected physically to the mikveh water, it's considered one body of water. So the Achrayim have a kasha. Rabbi Seinu were very busy with a question that you could, if you could attach a boyer, which is a kosher or mikveh, to any body of water with any amount of water that's shuvim and there's no problem with the vehicle of Ashoka, then l'chara, there should be enough, there are shittas that hold that a revius is enough for a mikveh of kelim. How big does a kelim mikveh have to be? The shear of aboyim saw is a shear in the tvila of an adam, because the shear of an adam, it's called besore. Called besore, the Gemara says the size of a person in a cubic amma by amma with 2 amas height equals 40, the size of 40 saw. But a kelim, all you need is a revius. Mamish, a minimum should be minimum amount of water. If that's the case, fill up mamish a bor with kosher, with natural rainwater of a revius. Connect that with a pool of water and say it's connected to a bor. It's connected to a mikveh. What's the difference if the mikveh is a mikveh for kelim? You're connecting it with the amount of water that you need for rochatz kol b'sor b'mayim. So the teretz has to be, well, the shal is what the definition of the teretz is, but the wording of what of a shteitin them is, l'chor what's muchrach is, that the problem of arboim saw, the reason why you need a mikveh of arboim saw, is not just in the amount of water, but it's a different body of water. It's not just a different amount of water, the boyer is different. That means like this. If you'll connect a boyer, which is kosher, a boyer which is the size of a revius, you're not connecting the tvila of Adam, you're not connecting a body of water which is kosher with tvila of Adam to a mikveh which is a boyer of tvilas Adam. It's a boyer of tvilas kelim. The deeper understanding, the way Reb Chaim says this, the way Reb Chaim Brisky explains it, is that the problem of Shu'uvim, like we said, is not a problem in the water. It's not that the water, instead of being toveling in water, you're toveling in vinegar, you're toveling in grape juice. The problem is that you're not toveling in a boyer that's filled up with water. It's not a mikveh mayim. So memela, connect a body of water, which is not a mikveh mayim because it's Shu'uvim, connect that to a boyer of kelim. It's not just the amount of water. The pshat is that you're not connected to that body of water that gives definition to your tefillah. Whereas L'moshe Reb Chaim explains by a mayon, let's say you have a spring of water, and the natural spring of water, you want to be tevil in the spring of water, but the volume of the water is not great enough. So what you do is you add in a lot of shu'uvim, you drown the mayon in shu'uvim, and then you go into that water, that's fine. Hashoka works for that. Even though the shear of the mayon is minimal, and that's how much you have, it's not a problem, the Hashoka. What's the difference? Explains to Reb Chaim that the problem by a mayon, also the shear is a mashu. Moshe, you can be tevil kelim in a mayon of a mashu. The reason why a person can't be tevil in a mayon that's mashu is simply because physically, you have to be encompassed by the water. You have to be covered by the water. The problem is not in the mikveh. There is no body. There's no mokoim where it's filled with water by a mayon. Mayon, you're toveling in the water itself, like we said. You're toveling in the mayim chayim. You're not toveling in a place that's full of water. So, Mela, the body of water, as big as it is, the problem is only the volume of the water. So fill up the volume of the water with shuvim. That's not a problem. The problem with a boyer that's filled with shuvim, when we're talking about filled with rainwater, not a mayon, not a natural water source, but we're talking about a place, which is a boyer which is full of mayon, the problem is that the boyer is not full of natural water. The water is just passing through, or it was put there, but it's not a body of water. It's not a mokoim with water. So Mela, filling a different mokim where that mokim is not royal tefillas adam is not going to help. It's only the mayan that will be good. This mamish, the same vort that we just said. Shu'uvim, the problem is not in the nature of the water, the problem is in the nature of the place, which is called a bar with water. There's a lot to say on this topic, but just ten l'choch v'yachkem oid, as some of the deeper yesoides of Maseches Mikvot.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.